technically not written by Chidemina. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, One Piece. Rating, mature. Relationship, Katakuri, Sanji. Also tagged for, POV Outsider. Kobe, POV. Straw Hat Pirates. Big Mom Pirates. Established relationship. And implied sexual content. Part 4 of the 95% Cacao series. These photos were taken in Ryokan Island 3 weeks ago, Sengoku says, opening the dossier and pushing it across the table. Kobe, standing at attention on the other side of the desk, takes a step closer when Sengoku nods for him to do so, glancing across the photos. They show a jungle island scene, what appears to be the scene of a party, a bonfire roaring in the center of a jungle clearing. The photo itself taken from some high vantage point, hidden in some greenery if the smudged leaves that sometimes interrupt the edge of the frames are to be believed. He recognizes a few faces immediately. Luffy, Zoro, the rest of the Straw Hats. Others take a moment longer, and Kobe finds himself stilling as he recognizes some of the hard hitters from Big Mom's crew. His gut twisting as his eyes find the towering form of Charlotte Katakuri. This is the fourth time the Big Mom Pirates have had a meeting with the Straw Hats in the last 6 months, Sengoku says gravely, gesturing over the photos. One or two meetings we could excuse as them renegotiating a ceasefire after Big Mom's defeat in Wano. Katakuri took over command of the Big Mom Pirates after Big Mom's injury, and is still acting captain according to our spies. Him leaving Totoland at all is already concerning. This is the fourth time he's gone out personally to treat with the Straw Hats. An alliance? Kobe says, glancing up from the photos at Sengoku, who nods his head, sitting back in his chair. We think so, Sengoku replies, steepling his hands on his desk. His expression is grave, deep lines cut into his wearied face. The last few years have taken their toll on him, and he looks older than ever, worn down and world-weary, stress leaving bags beneath his eyes, gray hair starting to slowly show threads of white. Garp had loaned Kobe to Sengoku for this assignment, Sengoku asking for him by name, apparently. And now Kobe is starting to wonder just what it is exactly he's been roped into. Still, only one way to find out. So Kobe straightens, meeting Sengoku's eyes head on. What do you need me to do, sir? We've heard word that another rendezvous is planned in a few days. Katakuri left Totoland with his ship 2 days ago, and is expected to meet up with the Straw Hats 3 days from now. Rumor has it the meeting will happen on Beijenjo Island. I need you to go there and find out if there really is an alliance, and if so, what it is the Straw Hats and Big Mom Pirates are planning. It goes unsaid that this news could prove vital. The Straw Hats have been at the heart of every major storm that has hit the world government in the last 2 years, and if they're planning something new, something with the Big Mom Pirates no less, It's vital the Marines know about it. To say the fate of entire kingdoms may hang in the balance is an understatement. There's a pressure growing in Kobe's throat, the desperate urge to swallow thickly. But Kobe forces himself to remain impassive. Spying on a meeting between pirate crews is dangerous, let alone when you add monsters like the Charlottes to the mix. If he gets caught, a quick execution will be the least of his worries. Still, Kobe might be a coward, but he's never chickened out of a mission yet. He meets Sengoku's gaze squarely, spine straight, and head held high, and nods. Aye, aye, sir. This, Kobe thinks 3 days later, when he's standing behind a palm tree at the edge of the tree line, watching two of the most fearsome pirate crews in the Four Blues get roaringly drunk around a beachside bonfire, is not a position he had ever thought he would find himself in. The Straw Hats and Big Mom Pirates are scattered around the beach, music loud as Soul King Brooke makes the most of having an accompanying fiddler to give a proper concert. Katakuri has brought his personal crew with him, and by the looks of it, they seem perfectly comfortable mingling with the Straw Hats. Both crews now well past tipsy and towing the line of falling over drunk. Luffy is sitting right beside the biggest bonfire, Usopp and Chopper with him. The three of them almost falling over laughing at some story or other Franky is telling them. Robin and Jinbei are sitting at another fire a little across the way, trading stories with some of Katakuri's crewmen as they pass a gourd of sake back and forth, all of them looking comfortable and relaxed. Zoro is going drop for drop on a cask of ale with Katakuri's first mate, Charlotte Copenhagen. The two crews look familiar. More than that, they look friendly. And that alone would be cause enough for alarm. Except that it's not even that that draws Kobe's eye. Not even that that makes him stare, jaw slack with shock, feeling like the rug has just been pulled out from under his feet. Because there, at the central fire, on a log that Kobe suspects has been toppled just for the occasion, sit Blackleg Sanji and Katakuri. Except that sitting, perhaps, isn't the right word for it. Katakuri is certainly sitting, lounged across the log as if he doesn't have a care in the world, except that his arm is draped casually around Sanji's shoulders, and Sanji, Blackleg Sanji, man-hating Blackleg Sanji, is leaning sprawled against his side, half in his lap, bottle in hand, as he laughs himself blind at whatever it is that's just sent Luffy sprawling across the ground, and... Kobe is starting to seriously think the Marines have misjudged the relationship between these two crews. Because as Kobe watches Sanji turn to say something to Katakuri, still sitting half sprawled across his lap, taking a sip of his drink and smiling at whatever Katakuri says in return, and whatever it is must be good because Sanji laughs and the next second Sanji is leaning up, one hand coming to splay on the exposed skin of Katakuri's chest and... What? Kobe thinks numbly as he watches Captain Katakuri of the Big Mom Pirates lean down and kiss Blackleg Sanji. Is happening? What? None of the Straw Hats so much as bat an eye, nor Katakuri's crew. And Kobe watches in muted horror as Sanji swings himself up into Katakuri's lap and then the two of them are making out and... Kobe takes a step back, stunned and reeling and still not entirely sure what he's supposed to do with this information. And the second he does it, he knows he's made a mistake because a twig snaps under his heel and then Katakuri's eyes flick up and meet his, flat gray slate narrowing. Oh God, I'm fucked, Kobe thinks, and has a split second to consider trying to run. No point, they'll just catch up to him. He's no match for a pirate of this caliber. And Katakuri isn't known for his mercy, before Katakuri speaks up.
There's a Marine spy, Katakuri announces,
voice sounding almost bored, eyes not leaving Kobe's. Kobe's stomach drops, ice running through his spine as a few of Katakuri's men abruptly narrow their eyes and go to stand, hands falling to their weapons. Katakuri himself not even bothering to move from where he's sitting. Sanji still sprawled in his lap.
What? A spy? She, this is going to be interesting.
Luffy grins, already barreling to his feet, though he sways a bit slightly. Katakuri's men are almost knocked to the side as he comes bouncing over. And the next thing Kobe knows, he's getting yanked out from behind the trees by a stretchy pair of arms. Luffy lights up when he sees his face, laughing uproariously.
Kobe! She, you're here! I didn't know you were coming! You'll join the party, right? She, Zoro! Hey, Zoro! Get Kobe a drink!
And then Kobe is being dragged back to the bonfire and shoved into a seat between Usopp and Frankie. Luffy already grinning and shoving a tankard into his hand, already talking a mile a minute. Kobe can still feel Katakuri's eyes lingering on him, the way he's watching him from across the fire, and takes a moment to consider the fact that if he were dealing with anyone other than the Straw Hats right now, he would probably be dead. Katakuri certainly isn't the type to spare a spy. Though, Kobe thinks, when Katakuri's eyes finally slide away, seeming to have dismissed him as the Straw Hat's problem. It seems Katakuri might be willing to make concessions when the Straw Hats are in play. Then, Kobe doesn't have much time to think about Katakuri, or Sanji, or any combination thereof, because Luffy is dropping down into the seat next to him, forcing Usopp to yelp and shuffle out of the way, already throwing his arm around Kobe's shoulders and ordering him to drink up, beginning to chatter about all the adventures he's been on since the last time they met. Kobe gets a bit caught up after that, and before he knows it, it's been the better part of an hour, and he's sitting next to the ex-Shichibukai Jinbei Knight of the Seas, holy fuck, caught up in a discussion about the sailing conditions around the Cape of Temluri Pass, commiserating about how bad the spring storms have been this year. He notices, only half by accident, when Katakuri and Sanji wander off, looking up in time to glimpse them slipping through the trees towards Katakuri's ship, and has to immediately avert his eyes again when the glimpse reveals that Sanji has Katakuri backed up against a nearby tree, caught in a kiss, one hand sneaking down towards Katakuri's belt to do something Kobe doesn't even want to think about, and yeah, ignorance is bliss in this situation. Still, Kobe came here to do a job, so he takes a deep breath and puts on his big boy pants, taking a sip of his drink and turning to Luffy. So, he says, trying to make his voice casual, just a friend asking a friendly question here. No, sir, not a marine spy at all. How long have Sanji and Katakuri been together? Dating, Sengoku says flatly, his tone incredulous. Kobe resists the urge to wince, forcing himself to stand up straight and meet Sengoku's eyes. Of everything he's been through in the past few days, this is supposed to be the easy part. It doesn't feel like it. Dating, Kobe confirms with a nod, because you really can't say to your superior officer, yeah, they looked like 1 minute away from fucking on the beach in front of us all, and already I got an eyeful more than I wanted.
Then all the meetings.
It seems that it's mostly just to, hang out. They meet up and have bake-offs, apparently, Kobe says, and almost makes a face as he says it. Sengoku's expression is so far gone past incredulous that Kobe is starting to get concerned. Still, he forces himself to continue speaking, finishing the report. It's mostly just an excuse to have parties. The entire time I was there, they didn't seem to spend a single minute talking about actual business. The, relationship has been going on since the wedding incident at Totoland. They've just gotten more, proactive about their visits recently.
Dating,
Sengoku says again, voice painfully defeated, one hand coming up to pinch the bridge of his nose. And this time, Kobe really does wince. Learning that Luffy and Trafalgar had gotten hitched had been bad enough, but adding the Charlottes to the mix as well? The brass are right to be concerned. At this rate, the Straw Hat's liaisons are going to leave them one of the most well-aided crews in the Four Blues. A thought which is more than faintly terrifying. Kobe waits in silence for a minute, standing at attention behind the desk, arms folded behind him in parade rest. When Sengoku seems to be unlikely to do anything other than stay there, eyes closed, one hand rubbing his brow as if to ward off the oncoming headache, Kobe finally breaks the silence. "Will there be anything else, sir?" "No," Sengoku says with a sigh. He doesn't even bother opening his eyes. Still looking, one strong breath from resigning his post entirely and taking a holiday to the Pleasure Islands. "Dismissed, Lieutenant." "Sir," Kobe salutes, before heading for the door, deciding that the best course of approach is to get well and truly out of Dodge before Sengoku's shock starts to give way and he starts getting mad instead. As he slips the door shut, closing it with a quiet click, he can just make out the sound of a despairing mutter from within. "For fuck's sake, dating." Kobe suspects Sengoku would have been happier if it had been a simple alliance after all. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic and would like to leave a comment for either myself or for the author, you're more than welcome to. If you'd like to leave a comment for me, you can find the podfic post, which is probably wherever you got this, and leave a comment there. If you'd like to leave a comment for the author, you can find the text post, which is linked from the podfic post, and leave a comment on that text post. Thanks for listening! Author's notes. Sengoku, about to have a mental breakdown trying to draw a map of the Straw Hat's various hookups and their influence on the socio-political landscape of the entire fucking world. Oh god, no, there's another one. The Straw Hats. A wink?